Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bilfari. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bilfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bilfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Nasek moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brown settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brown. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nasek scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Blair reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with caught covering, for the out. Blair moves to third. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jim Perry now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bulfari is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Adair reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Bulfari goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Jim Perry. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Nasek moves to second. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Earl Batty. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Dwight Siebler. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Cimino now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-3 in the game. Quilici is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.